Hi, welcome back. How is your memory? If you're having trouble remembering, you know it's not necessarily the fault of your brain. Problem is that you're not using your brain the right way. One thing most people don't realize about our memory is that we can do things to make it better. You can increase your ability to memorize and remember. You're going to learn how to do just that. I have read over 300 books in the past 2 years on the topics of faster reading, memory improvement, student success, and human improvement. You know, what I came across in these books were teachers, administrators, and professors presenting what they thought to be insightful, helpful information, which was neither helpful nor interesting. I was reading one of these books on college survival, and one of the headings was, Get to Know Your Registrar. Now, if you know anything about college, then you know the person who wrote that doesn't. So I read through these dry and dull books to sometimes come across a golden point of interest, some gem of knowledge which would be of tremendous benefit. Sometimes I'd have to read a few hundred pages to come across one good point. I have put together all of these golden nuggets and have saved you hours of work of reading all these books. Here in this program, you have all of the gems from the hundreds of different sources possibly available to you. You've saved hundreds of dollars on seminars because all of the information is here. I created this program to be everything you need. It's the most comprehensive, helpful, and all-inclusive program designed so you can have access to this information at a fraction of the price you'd normally have to pay. Memory research is conducted at universities around the country. This research is mostly stated in technical language, which is not easily understood. Researchers are interested in learning about our memory, but they're not interested in telling us how to apply the results of their research to improve our memory. They want to research for the sake of researching, getting famous, or making a discovery, or getting published. The information memory researchers have discovered has stayed in scientific journals because nobody wants to read and re-explain a technical jargon. I decided to do a comprehensive review of this research and looked into all of the discoveries which have been made over the years. After reviewing this research, I decided, hey, someone needed to translate this information into terms that we can understand. The findings were pretty powerful, and I couldn't believe that no one was giving this knowledge to students. I wanted to put this information together in a way so that students can start using this knowledge to immediately help them in their schoolwork. If you apply the scientific findings presented on this tape and throughout the book, you will see, as I have, dramatic changes in your ability to remember, think, and concentrate. What you are about to learn is based on this research and extensive analysis of the discoveries made concerning the workings of our mind. Research in the field of psychology has recently shown us that we can gain control of the other 90% of our brain's capacity that most of us never use. We are about to use this other 90%. There are three keys to a good memory. The three keys are concentration. The degree to which you will remember is the degree to which you concentrate. Desire. You fail to remember because you fail to want to remember. And attention. Don't focus and you won't remember. Attention is the necessity of memory. Pay attention to what you want to know. Forget all the things going on around you. Put the things going on around you on a level of low importance and attend to what you're reading. Forget all the things going on around you for a second and concentrate. When you are studying in the library, don't look at every person that walks by. When you are introduced to somebody, don't just say, hey, yeah, nice to meet you. Some people, 2 seconds after they meet somebody, don't remember the name of the person they were just introduced to. 2 seconds later, it's, what was his name? Have you ever done that? Yeah, it's because the desire was not there. Because the desire to know that person was not there, neither was the attention nor the concentration. How do you know that? Well, did you ever meet a good-looking guy or girl? Somebody you were really interested in? When you were later asked if you got their name, you remembered it. You want to learn? Desire it. Give the information your attention, and then concentrate on it. The three commandments for remembering: desire, attention, and concentration. Understanding our memory is really simple. We remember by doing something called linking. What's linking? Well, linking is a way of associating one object to another, connecting the two objects in your mind by picturing one object doing something to another. You can link two random objects, such as a tomato and a car windshield, by picturing someone taking a tomato and smashing it into your car windshield. Because you see these two words visually related, because you picture a link in your mind, you'll remember them together. So later on this tape, if I were to ask you what the second object you related tomato to was, you'd be able to tell me windshield. You know the object windshield because you formed a visual picture or link in your mind between tomato and windshield. Your memory operates by linking things you want to learn to things you already know through some visual connection. Now let's go for a practical demonstration, okay? Here's how to remember lists of 10 items, no problem. The first step is to permanently memorize 10 specific objects. We will use these 10 objects over and over again to help us remember. These 10 objects are called the 10 number rhymes. I'll tell you these 10 number rhymes in just a second. Learn these permanently. Don't forget them. Put them deep into your memory. You're going to use these 10 number rhymes later to memorize lists by linking new objects you want to remember to the 10 number rhymes you already know. It's important that you memorize these 10 number rhymes inside and out. So let's get to work here. As you hear each object, repeat it out loud. So when I say one run, I want you to say one run. You ready? One run. Now you should have said one run. Good. Two do. That's the stuff you leave in the bathroom. Good. Three see. Like the ocean. Four drawer. That's what you put your clothes in. Five drive. Good. Six wicks. Like a candle wick. Seven driving. I know it doesn't quite rhyme, but that's okay. Eight date. Nine wine. 10 hen. Okay, now again, saying each number and word verbally aloud after I say it. This aids in your attention. It helps you memorize the list quicker because you're using more of your senses. Okay, repeat the words after me. One run. Two do. Three see. Four drawer. Five drive. Six wicks. Seven drive-in. Eight date. Nine wine. 10 hen. Good. Reverse order. 10 hen. Nine wine. Eight date. Seven drive-in. Six wicks. Five drive. Four drawer. Three see. Two do. One run. All right. Now faster. One run. Two do. Three see. Four drawer. Five drive. Six wicks. Seven drive-in. Eight date. Nine wine. 10 hen. Okay, you got them. The objects rhyme with the numbers they are matched to, and this makes it easier for you to memorize them. Take note of that tip. Rhyming things makes remembering easier. To get these 10 number rhymes into your memory, say them out loud. Saying them out loud boosts your memory because you're using more of your senses. And repeat the list a few times. Repeat the list a few times. Repeat the list a few times. Repetition increases your memory of the material. Say the list in reverse order. Changing the order of the information you're trying to remember also increases the strength of your memory. Rather than explaining the science behind these suggestions above, I'm just letting you know that changing the order, repetition, saying it out loud, and making a fine rhyme will give you a more powerful memory. Picture each of these 10 objects in your head. Have a mental picture for each of them so that later in this tape, when I say five, you can quickly remember five drive and picture someone driving a car. Learn the list now. Make sure you got the list memorized before you go on the tape. If you don't have it totally memorized, listen to the list again. If you need to see the words written in order to help you memorize them, look under the memory section in the book. Okay, you should have them all memorized. Do you got them? What was number four? And number two? Good. If you don't have them memorized, then go back and learn them. Don't move on until you have each of these in your memory. If you do have them memorized, then let's continue. The way you memorize a list of 10 objects is by associating new objects you want to remember to each of the 10 number rhymes, and that will remind you of table. For object 2, pencil, you can link it to to do by picturing a pile of do on your table as a pencil holder. You want to write a letter and you have to take the pencil out of the do. Well, see yourself getting the do all over your hands, okay? When you later want to remember what the second object is, you'll remember to do, and that reminds you of pencil. Stick with me here. The reason for all this crazy picturing will make sense in just a minute. This process of remembering is easy once you do it a few times. It may seem a little complicated, but right now, just stick with me. After a couple of tries, you'll be able to use the 10 number rhymes without much thought involved. The more you use the 10 number rhymes, the quicker you get at linking. Soon it'll only take you a couple of seconds to create links between objects. Make your links crazy. Crazy images are the best because your mind remembers what's crazy. Put your images into action as well. See one object in action doing something to the other object. The more bizarre the image and the more action you picture, the better you'll remember. For example, let's say the fifth object you wanted to remember was a pencil. You know five drive. You can picture a car driving down the road and running into a gigantic pencil stuck in the ground like a telephone pole. Picture the front of the car smashing into the pencil and wrapping around it, causing a big indentation in the hood of the car. Now, when you remember car, you'll immediately remember pencil. The more you picture your link, like the car smashing into the pencil and bending around it, rather than just seeing there was a car parked next to a pencil, the better you're going to remember. Also, the more senses you use in creating an image, the better you'll remember. For example, you will remember the link of a car to a telephone pole if you picture the car smashing into the telephone pole and hear it crashing, and then see the car getting all dented up. You don't remember well when you just picture a car parked next to a telephone pole. That's not crazy. So make the image crazy, put it in action, and picture it. And use as many senses as possible. Well, what were those four rules I just said? You want to make the image, right, crazy, put it in action, picture it, and use as many senses as possible. Here are a few ways you can use the 10 number rhymes to remember new objects. Use these suggested links when you use the 10 number rhymes. One, run. You can picture someone running down the street and he runs into a pile of the object you're trying to remember. The runner is fighting his way through. Two, do. Picture someone taking a do on top of the object, or picture someone sticking an object into the pile of do. Have someone build a big do wall around himself to protect him from incoming flying objects you want to remember. Anything, just be wild and crazy. 3C. You are on a sea on a raft made out of many of the objects you're trying to remember. You just take one of the objects off the raft and use it. Remember, action increases memory. 4. Drawer. You go to your drawer and open it, and a million of the objects jump out and start tackling you to the ground. They throw you down and you wrestle with them. 5. Drive. You're driving down a road and smash into the object you're trying to remember. 6. Wicks. Picture a candle wick that goes down into the object you're trying to remember. As the wick burns, the wax drips all over the object. See the object reacting to this wax. Make it animated, you have an animated memory. And 7. Drive-in. You're at a drive-in and an object comes flying through the screen. 8. Date. You're on a date with that person you've been trying to get a date with, and just as soon as you're about to kiss, that object gets between your lips. 9. Wine. The object is a wine bottle. You smash the bottle open and let the object out. As the bottle cracks, the object starts to grow to 10 times its size. You look at it with amazement. 10. Hen. What the heck is a hen doing in this list of objects? Well, I don't know, but it makes for good bizarre images. You know, you're on your own with this one. If you can come up with something good, write to me. Maybe I'll put it in my next book and I'll give you credit. For example, say the three objects you want to remember are table, pencil, and clock. You link table to one run, pencil to 2 do, and clock to 3 see. To link table to one run, picture one run. A person running down the street and a huge table's in his way. While he's running, he jumps up, lands in the center of the table, and then the table splits in half. Now you have a visual connection to help you remember that table is the first object. Later, when you want to remember what the first object is, well, you'll remember one run. One run's in your permanent memory. As you make your images, just remember these four rules. Picture it, make it crazy, have action, and use your senses. Now's your chance to use this system. I'm going to give you 10 objects to remember. I'll give you a few seconds after I say each object to give you time to come up with a visual link. As you get better at using this system, you won't need so much time. For now, I'll give you about 10 seconds for each object. Here's the list of objects to remember. 1. Spaghetti. So go ahead now, and you should be linking one run to spaghetti. 2. Laundry. 3. Computer. 4. Baseball bat. 5. Cow. 6. Fan. 7. Jelly beans. 8 markers. Nine, guitar. 10, light. 10. Okay, I gave you 10 objects. Now stop and try to remember all 10 objects in order. How did you do? Before you learned this technique, you would have remembered about 5 or 6 correctly. That's how many the average person is able to remember without using this system. Now you should be remembering 9 or 10 out of 10 with no problem. If you aren't, keep learning the number rhymes and practicing. Getting good at using the 10 number rhymes pays off big time later on. Here's how I would have memorized maybe, for example, the first 3 objects. One run. Picture someone running down the road and hitting a huge mound of spaghetti in his way. Picture this pile of spaghetti as large as he is, slobbering all over him and fighting as he tries to make his way through. To do. Picture a dog taking a poop all over your new clean laundry. You go over to put your clothes on and you get the poop all over you. 3C. You're floating on a raft of computers. Someone tied 1,000 computers together and that's your raft. While you're out at sea, you get bored, so you untie one of the computers and start playing with it. Using this system of making visual links will help you tremendously in your ability to remember. You can use this system to impress your friends with your new memory, to memorize jokes, speeches, shopping lists, just about anything. Here's how you can use the 10 number rhymes to remember jokes. Take a word which will help you remember the first part of the joke and link it to one run. Link the second part of the joke to do. You get the idea. Use as many words as you need to in order to remember the joke. You can use the 10 number rhymes to remind yourself of which jokes you already know. Take a word which will help you remember the jokes you know and link it to one run. Link the key word of your second joke to to do and so on. You can memorize an entire outline of your speech with ease using this system. Just link each part of your speech to one of the 10 number rhymes. Link the first part of your speech to one run, and the second part of your speech to to do, and continue this way. If you get lost during your speech, you can remember 5 drive, for instance, and that'll remind you of the 5th point in your speech. You never have to worry about freezing up and going blank. If you lose your place in a speech or joke you've memorized, usually you're lost. Your mind goes blank and you get embarrassed. Not anymore. Memorize the outline of your speeches and jokes using this system. Doing this will enable you to have spontaneity when you're speaking. You look great without ever choking up. You know, you can use the same principles of linking to memorize vocabulary or remember definitions of words in a foreign language. How? Link something about that word to the definition. For example, say the word you want to remember is lexicon. Well, lexicon means dictionary. Now, lexicon sounds like leprechaun. Picture a leprechaun reading a dictionary. Visualize it. Now, every time you see lexicon, you'll remember that it means dictionary. I use this crazy system of visual associations to remember hundreds of words just before the SAT. Use this system, it works. Say you wanted to memorize foreign vocabulary. Do the same thing, create visual links. Say the word you wanted to remember was camisita. Now that means in Spanish, the word shirt. Picture yourself saying, camisita over here and let me show you my shirt. Now whenever you hear camisita, you'll remember camisita over here, and that'll remind you of a shirt. There are a million ways you can come up with crazy associations. Just let your mind go wild. Well, how about names? You know, people think they forget names. You know, we don't forget names. We just never learned them in the first place. How do I know that? Were you ever introduced to someone and 2 seconds later you were like, what's his name? Now, we already said this before. It's because you weren't trying to learn their name when you were introduced. It was just like, yeah, hi, nice to meet you. And you didn't even try to remember their name. Now, as we said before, you know that when you were introduced to somebody really good-looking, you wanted to remember their name, you remember their name, right? Well, why? Because you wanted to learn it. You paid attention. Most people have made a habit of just hearing a name without even trying to learn it. When you're introduced to new people, do these 3 things to remember their names. Number 1, say the name to yourself a few times. Repeat it a few times in your head. 2, say their name out loud once. Hey, nice to meet you, Jeff. Don't say it more than once, because then you're really getting corny. And use the Maggie technique. That's number 3. This is the best way to remember their names. Look at the person you're meeting and find something physically unique about that person. Maybe they're wearing a funky hat, or maybe they have really cool earrings, or maybe they have really big ears. Find something about that person that is unique and then associate something about that person to their name. You might see someone wearing a funky hat with color rings on it. Well, think of her as the hat lady. Then try to associate hat or rings to her name. Here, for example, the reason I call this the Maggot Maggie technique is because the first time I tried out this technique, I met a girl named Maggie. She was wearing a ring with a really small stone that looked like a maggot. Every time I see the ring, I think, Maggot, and remember Maggie. By the way, it's not to your benefit to tell the people how you're remembering their names. You can remember names of a whole room full of people if you use this technique. Tonight when you go out and party, use the Maggot Maggie technique and see how it works, and have some fun. All right, this is the end of Memory Power. If you'd like more information on memory, check out the section on memory in the book. If you haven't practiced the 5-minute exercise yet today, go ahead and do it right now. Why don't you go ahead and do it on the book Better Grades in Less Time that came with these tapes. Do the exercise now, and you'll be doing what you need to do in order to improve and read faster with better comprehension. You must practice every day if you want to improve.